Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The third victim of yesterday's horror stabbing rampage in Sydney's Bondi Junction has been identified. Mother of two, Jade Young, who's a member of the Bronte Surf Lifesaving Club, was one of six people killed in the tragedy. 25-year-old Dawn Singleton and 38-year-old mum Ashley Good have also been identified as victims. Ashley's nine-month-old baby was also injured but is recovering in hospital following surgery. 40-year-old Queensland man Joel Couchy has been revealed as the killer. He was shot dead by police as the incident unfolded at the Westfield Shopping Centre. Queensland's Assistant Police Commissioner Roger Lowe says they've been in touch with his family.
The family have cooperated with the Queensland Police Service in this regard, and they are issuing a statement on their behalf with respect to their own condolences and thoughts to the family and friends of those victims involved in this tragedy.
Police don't believe the attack was an act of terrorism or driven by ideology, rather a case of bad mental health. The Bondi Shopping Centre remains closed, while the Prime Minister, New South Wales Premier and New South Wales Governor are among the leaders who have laid a wreath today. Anthony Albanese has applauded the brave people that stepped up during the attack.
That bravery was quite extraordinary that we saw yesterday. The best of Australians amidst this extraordinary tragedy.
If this story has caused distress and you need help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. To sport, the Cats have thrashed the Roos today, 139-64. North Melbourne players wore black armbands during the game, paying tribute to one of the Bondi attack victims, Ashley Good, who was the daughter of former player and club director Kerry Good. And star St Kilda player Max King has been cleared of any serious knee damage. The forward pulled up sore in the Saints' one-point loss to the Giants yesterday, but scans are suggesting it's a contusion to the knee. The club is hopeful he'll line up against the Bulldogs on Thursday.